Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Starting Thursday morning, seniors will be able to sign up for vaccinations at the United Center. That's the word today from Mayor Lightfoot, who also announced the easing of some restrictions on restaurants and bars. Here's WBBM's Steve Miller with the latest news.
110,000 shots are available at the United Center during March for seniors 65 and older. And Mayor Lightfoot says sign-up begins Thursday morning at 8:30. Vaccinations begin March 10th.
Folks, this is an all call to seniors, their family members, or anyone else in the seniors network and support system to get them signed up.
And Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwoody says most of the city's numbers are looking good.
Our test positivity is at the lowest it has ever been since COVID got to Chicago. We are today at 2.9% test positivity.
I'm going to clap for that.
Yeah.
The city is also allowing bars and restaurants to have 50% indoor capacity, or 50 people, whichever is fewer, and to stay open until 1 in the morning. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Well, meantime, state public health officials announcing more than 1,500 new and probable cases of COVID-19 and 47 more deaths tied to the pandemic. They also say 61,000 doses of the vaccine were administered yesterday statewide.
Parents in Naperville, School District 203, gave an earful to their school board members last night and were demanding that schools reopen for in-person learning full-time.
Parent Jason Moderi called for the District 203 school board to step down immediately. He says the board is like a prison parole board and that the district students are in e-learning prison. Parent Rick Ertmode says children are being hurt by not being together in schools.
Oh, wait, the kids are resilient. That's all we keep hearing. The kids are resilient. The kids are resilient. If kids were so resilient, then how come there's so many screwed up adults that are going to therapy and have substance abuse problems based on how someone treated them as kids? Kids are either resilient or they're human beings and they have the potential to be really fragile.
Another parent, a critical care doctor, says that with proper mitigations like having teachers vaccinated, good hand washing, distancing, and mask wearing, schools can be safe. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Time is running out in the battle over who will be selected to replace Michael Madigan as Illinois Democratic Party chair.
Senator Dick Durbin and several members of Illinois' congressional delegation are supporting Southside and South Suburban Congresswoman Robin Kelly for the Democratic chairmanship. Governor J.B. Pritzker supports the other remaining candidate.
Michelle Harris, who I think is a terrific person, who's built over decades a ground operation, knows how to get voters to the polls, has supported Democrats up and down the ballot across the state, and she'll do a terrific job with that.
And supporters of Harris have produced a legal opinion saying that because she's an elected federal official, Robin Kelly's ineligible to be the chair because she can't raise state campaign cash. Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia, a Kelly ally, is among those disputing that, but the meeting to pick a new chair is tomorrow evening. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It's 312. As the pandemic turned school life upside down over the past year, the editors of the student magazine at a West Suburban high school transformed how they cover the news. WBBM's Jim Gooder is live on the newsline with the story.
Keith Alexander Guckel is the editor-in-chief of the Stampede at Batia Valley High School in Aurora, where many of the events her reporters would usually have covered didn't happen because of the pandemic.
The hardest thing for us as staff was definitely finding the stories. So because we don't have the general events happening in high school and everything that we would have during a normal school year, we really had to dig deeper and find those unique perspectives that we could cover.
So the coverage shifted to such things as the challenges faced by students and teachers during the pandemic, racism and bias in the school, and what the recent election and social unrest meant for students. Guckel says that showed the role student journalists can play in both informing their classmates and advocating change both in school and the community. Reporting live, Jim Gooder, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.